NFL experience, then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
All right, welcome back into Hour 2. If you were here for Hour 1, we appreciate you being here. If you're just joining us right now, we appreciate you coming in right now. A lot of great games on right now. Looking at this Ohio State-Michigan game. It's 3-7, guys. Michigan is up, and, you know, the weather seems to be playing a part. It's interesting. It's snowing. It's snowing in Ann Arbor, so... We'll get to that, because I'd love to know what your guys' opinion is on if Harbaugh wins versus if he loses this game today, seemingly his best opportunity since being there to beat Ohio State. All right, also, we got up on game, down on game. My man Ryan Bershinger, he'll take us through it, and we'll knock that thing out as well. You know, obviously, I am the master of disaster when it comes to making these picks. You know, TJ and Plex stand no chance when it comes down to head-to-head, who's doing the right picks and all that stuff. You'll see that. You'll experience that on your own. Plex, TJ, how y'all feeling, man? How the turkey? Like, did any of y'all cook? Plex thinks he's a better cook than me. I don't know. I think we might have to do a cook-off on one of our live events at some point.
It speaks for itself, man.
You don't have to talk about it.
Thanksgiving was great for me.
Yeah.
Did not cook. That's just not what I do.
Well, you don't have to cook. You don't have to cook. I've been around your family. You get to just sit around and say what you don't eat in your entire life in existence, you know.
Yeah, my wife
cooked. Like avocados
and
stuff.
I don't cook. But I know Plex was out there getting his turkey ready.
Yeah, man. You know why I didn't cook as much this year? All I did was really just fry turkey because we had so many people over. I was like, listen, man, I'm not cooking for no 12, 13 people. Man, I don't do it like that. You know, yeah. I like to cook in intimate settings, you know, four or five people, but not – okay. You know, 12, 13.
Because you can't get the same quality when you cook for more. Like people.
You know,
like
man,
me.
Listen, standing you know over the stove, man, like cooking like all day, man, that ain't no fun. You know, you want to enjoy your holiday. You know what I mean?
I could do it. Well, I'm going to give Trish all the propers in my crib because for as much as I do cook, she did do the. She did do the meal this year. And it was, well, she does it every year, but she made some cornbread this year, bruh, and she was like, man, I don't know if it's going to turn out right, this and that. It turned out to be the best part of the entire dip, man. I mean, it had corn in it. I don't even know what else it had in it, but the joint was like – it was like eating a piece of cake, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty good, man, and I really enjoyed it. Yeah, you know, sometimes you eat like what you look like.
How long y'all eat leftovers?
I'm done.
I eat them until they're done.
Damn, Plex, you old bougie dude, man. I'm done, man. Today's Saturday.
I'll eat them until it's gone.
I'll have them the day after, but after the day after, man, it's just – I just can't digest anymore turkey.
So, you know, obviously Thanksgiving was Thursday, and then I flew to Cincinnati to watch us beat the Steelers, so that's where I'm at now.
So when I
get home tomorrow, I'm eating at Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Well,
I'm eating.
Going hard.
Yeah, I ain't really get to enjoy it, man, the way I wanted to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got them collard greens, maybe not that, but the yams, that macaroni and cheese, and that fried turkey and gumbo, I'm eating that.
Oh, the gumbo. Yeah, the gumbo.
Yeah, my wife made gumbo every
the gumbo is better every other day. Like, the older gumbo gets, the better it is right before it gets bad.
I mean, there is a cap on it. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah. There is a cap. But what I'm saying is, as those ingredients and spices tend to settle in, it tastes better, like, the next time.
I might be out of luck, though. I might be out of luck. I ain't going to. Thursday to Sunday, I might be out of luck this year.
If your wife really love you, man, she'll
just make you some new ones. See, that's that bougie stuff. And anyway,
that's what you tell them. If you really love me, you'll make some more.
Hey, the reality,
well, I guess you ain't getting no more gumbo.
The reality of it is that none of us came from that. And speaking of not coming from that, let's have a conversation with a legend, man. Up on Game presents Conversations with a Legend. Check it out. Mac Strong.
Up on Game presents Conversations with a Legend. And now, this is your legendary moment.
I'm going to hit you with one last deal.
Mm-hmm.
2005.
That was coming. Are you taking his hat off for this one, right?
2005.
Oh, man.
Was the first time and the only time I played, and I made it to the playoffs on a team that made it to the playoffs twice.
Oh, man.
But this was the first time that our team, a team that I was on, made it to the playoffs. Second round, we beat Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay. We traveled, the Washington team travels to Seattle. And all I could think about was, I am going to assassinate. I am going to end it for Sean Alexander. And we're going to win this game. I am going to destroy my litter mate. And we're going to win this game. We get into the game. And I held my end of the bargain up. I knocked your baby smack out.
Man, he was glossy. He was glossy for 2 days after that game, man.
I knocked him smack out. And here comes your ass. What?
Oh, man.
What was it? Like, that was, I mean, just take me through it, because you were the difference in the game.
Man, you know, that I appreciate you saying that, but
it was the truth. Man. It's the truth.
I had the one long run.
Yes,
that counted
as a big
one. And it was actually the longest run in Seahawks playoff history until Beastquake in 2010.
I wasn't on the field, by the way. They was right. Playing stupid. They was doing them dumb games. I was not on the field when you made that run.
They were bringing all those blitzes, man. We were like, man, we can't block all these people, man. Let's just run Mac off tackle and say, yeah, let's run Mac off tackle and see what happens. But when you get the newly crowned NFL, you know, 2005 MVP knocked out game, everybody.
Early.
Like,
oh, early.
No. And, but we rallied on the sideline. We're like, okay, guys, this is just another example of how we're going to rally, you know, how we can, we need to rally and overcome this adversity. And we were like, you know, we don't know how we're going to do it. We're going to do it by committee, because he had a heck of a year that year. You know, myself and Mo Morris and you know, the rest of the running backs, man, we just did the best we could.
No, it was you. It wasn't any of them names. It was you.
Yeah, you want to hear the rest of that interview, make sure you check it out on the YouTube channel. It will shortly be up on Game Presents. But, man, Mac Strong, if you never heard of him, you need to do some homework on him. One of the most underrated fullbacks to play the game. Played hard, ran hard, you know. Just one of those things, guys. I mean, do y'all have any experiences or memories of Mac Jones?
I don't want none.
You mean Strong, not Mac and Cheese Jones. Now, you know
Mac
what it
Strong,
is with Mac?
Mac Strong,
with Mac,
excuse me.
Mac Strong and Lorenzo Neal, last of a dime breed.
And Sam Gash. Don't forget Sam Gash.
They don't really utilize the fullback the way Mac was utilized. Like certified headbangers.
Yes.
They don't – it's not a part of the game of football nowadays. The fullback is – in essence, a pass-catching fullback, you know, a mismatch in the passing game more so than a lead blocker and those type of things. Like Mac, and he's a big old boy. And you know what's crazy about that game, LeVar? That was my first foray in the media. I actually covered that game for NFL Network.
Huh.
Yeah, I covered that game, flew down to Seattle and covered that game. But, yeah, man, the way he played, it's car accident every play. That's what it was for him. Every play leading up for Sean Alexander, taking on guys like yourself, every single play. It was no brink. It's a thankless job. You don't get the credit you deserve. You only will get picked on for missing a block or doing this or that. But when you make a good block, it's, oh, next play.
Yeah. Man, I got love for my fullbacks, man. You know, playing in the NFL for 12 years, I played an I-formation style offense. So we always had a fullback on the field for the first, you know, two or three downs. But, you know, Mac Strong, all those guys that you named, man, the fullback in the NFL is a lost art. It was one of those positions where everybody on that football team had the ultimate respect for the fullback because he was the guy that you know, he highlighted what the great running backs during that time were about, and they got none of the accolades. And they're basically linemen running down the field and dropping their helmet on linebackers and defensive linemen hard as they can just so the running backs can shine, man. So peace to all the great fullbacks out there.
Indeed. I'll tell you what. Was Whitman in Pittsburgh when you were there?
Yeah, Whitman's in Pittsburgh. Danny Kreider. I played with Jim Crider. Finn up here in New Jersey.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, played with some great ones.
Jeez, yeah. Well, it is the last of a dying breed. And if you want to get more, like we said, make sure you check out Mac Strong on the YouTube channel for Up On Game. I mean, it's just been so amazing talking to these legends and getting the opportunity to hear their stories. It's been great. So we got a lot on the other side of this. We're winding down on time, but I tell you what, we got some things that we need to get to. I want to make sure we talk about this Harbaugh situation with Michigan, and then obviously we need to jump on the Up On Game or Down On Game train. So let's take a quick break, but before we take a quick break, let me remind y'all as to why Dodge Ram is, well, the dopest truck brand that you want to deal with. It's that time of the year where you want to get in a dope truck brand and get off that couch. You don't get in the stadium parking lot because it's football season. You know, we're almost to bowl season. It's the holidays. We're almost to you know, NFL playoff time. I mean, you're going to want to pull up. And you're going to want to pull up in style. Pack up your truck, your coolers, your grills, your widescreen TVs. Load them up onto your Ram. The truck brand redefining what a truck can do and what a truck can be. Ram leads the pack in interior design, technology, and overall quality. In fact, J.D. Power just ranked Ram as the number one brand in new vehicle quality in the entire automotive industry. There's a reason why that is, people. First time a truck brand has ever scored that high. Ram trucks, they have the rugged durability to haul what you need and luxurious interiors to make the drive to every away game, well, pleasurable. Get behind the wheel of a truck brand that will turn heads every single time you roll up on the game. Get ready for football with a Ram truck. Learn more about what Ram has to offer at ramtrucks.com. For 2021 J.D. Power Award info, visit jdpower.com/awards. We'll talk a little bit about this Ohio State-Michigan game. Right now, Ohio State has taken the lead. It's 10-7. What does this mean for Harbaugh coming out of this game?
This was your song, LeVar, when you was playing,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, well, you
DJ,
know.
DJ, play this for me.
I'm just saying. I used to have that DJ in my basement and a whole lot of other things. I don't know how weather conditions could get so bad in somebody's basement, but it found a way to. Anyway, you're listening to Up On Game. And that's TJ Hushrizada at Plexico Burris. I'm LeVar Arrington. I'll just keep talking so we could keep listening to Dip, Dip, You Dip, We Dip, Everybody Dip, 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 Dip. Dip, 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 dip. It was a whole lot of dipping, by the way. Okay, let's take a quick break. It's Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back. Hey, man, we've made it long enough. We've done well enough where we get holiday music on our show, fellas. I mean, congratulations to you. How y'all feeling about that, man? I mean, it's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I love it, man. You got to keep it going.
That means we're approaching a year's time of being on air doing this show,
it is,
man.
Right?
Next week, man. I believe, will be a year, won't it?
It's possible. Sam,
I
Ryan,
think next
what
week's
we
show.
Think? It's something to that effect, huh?
Pretty sure you guys started before Christmas in 2020.
Yeah, I thought it was the first week of December last year.
That
you
could
might be
it.
Right. We got to look that up. I mean, we got to do like a celebration of 1 year's time. I mean, time flies when you're having fun. I mean, I got to tell you guys, I have truly enjoyed doing the show with you guys, man. I mean, you guys are like really dope personalities, man. Really good. Like,
it is really. Oh, yeah, already? Wow.
Jeez.
It's good stuff. Well,
it's pretty good, man. And speaking of good stuff, we got a good game going on in Ann Arbor right now. And, well, it's 10-7, and Michigan seemingly is, well, trying to get back down the field. I mean, they're playing some aggressive football. What I like to see, even though it's snowing, is that Michigan is not playing a passive style of football. They really are trying to get after Ohio State. You guys can tackle this one, knowing that Ohio State has so many good receivers, which, by the way, none of them were up for the Biletnikoff, which I thought was pretty interesting. You guys, if you want to touch on that, I don't get that one.
That makes no sense.
Why Johan
all three Dotson, of them should be up.
Yeah, and Johan Dotson wasn't up for it either. But anyways, I digress. What has to happen for Michigan to be able to win this game, guys? And we'll start. Let's start right there.
Anything but Michigan.
Okay.
Anything but Michigan.
What?
I'll be honest, man. When I look at this, it's almost everything has to go Michigan's way to win. When you look at, Harbaugh hasn't beaten Michigan. Harbaugh don't have the players to beat Michigan. Harbaugh doesn't have the players to beat Ohio State. If Harbaugh is able to beat Ohio State, that means he tremendously outcoached Ryan Day. They've been outcoached if Ohio State loses this game. Ohio State is better at every position. Every position. C.J. Stroud has almost as many completions as Cade McNamara has attempts on the season. Ohio State is a better football team at every single position. Michigan should not win. I don't expect them to win, and people need to get off Harbaugh's back. You're not beating a team with the type of talent that Ohio State has if you're at Michigan.
But that's Michigan. They should be able to recruit just as high.
Look at the NFL draft, and you tell me where Michigan guys are getting drafted, and you tell me where Ohio State guys are getting drafted.
But I hear what you're saying, but shouldn't you be on Harbaugh's back? If Ryan Day is able to out-recruit Jim Harbaugh, there's something. That's something.
See, you're
that
you talking. What you guys
why are you
talking
something wrong with it? Ohio State is a premier destination.
Yes, it is.
So is Michigan.
But Michigan historically, the kids of today, they're not going to Michigan. They're going to Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia, LSU. Those are the schools they're going to.
Yeah, Michigan is no longer a top five program in football.
I agree with that. But there's still the pageantry and the historic value of what it is to go to a school.
Do you
like
think
Michigan.
The kids of today care about historical and that?
Well, here's the thing, guys. That's why you bring in a guy like Jim Harbaugh, so that he can use those tools. I mean, what did Dabo have to do to make Clemson has always been a really good team. They didn't turn into this perennial power until, this decade. You know, and so when you think about that, what is Michigan? Michigan has just as much built up equity to be able to leverage that to become a power like those ones we just named.
They're not.
Why
getting
is
those
that
kids,
not happening?
Though.
Okay, the so then that want... has to then that has to fall on Harbaugh, right?
I mean, it doesn't have to fall on Harbaugh. It's about where the kids want to go. As far as Michigan is concerned, Harbaugh's been having trouble beating us. And everybody that goes to Michigan said, we're not even their rival. Ohio State is. Well, it's not a rival if you ain't won a game in 10 years.
Right.
Not like, a rival.
How is it a rivalry game? You're talking about, getting the recruits and players in there. Man, these guys are going to Georgia, Clemson, Alabama, LSU, all these destinations. Michigan is no longer –
But those schools could clearly fall into obscurity just like Michigan has, but you got to keep them from getting there.
I don't think so.
I mean, Michigan's having a good year this year.
They are.
But when you watch television, what schools are you seeing on TV? It's the SEC schools in Clemson, Ohio State.
It's three SEC schools and everything else, and then you look at Clemson and Ohio State.
And that's where these kids want to go to school at. Mm-hmm. Michigan, for when we were growing up, oh, yeah, the history and things of that nature. But the kids today, and I forgot, you got to throw Oklahoma in there also. That's where these kids want to go to school at.
And Oklahoma Michigan ain't won nothing.
But Oklahoma,
but it's Oklahoma,
they send their kids to the
NFL. Yeah, but you can say that
NFL.
About Michigan.
You cannot.
I don't understand why you're not jumping on Michigan like that.
When you get to talking to Oklahoma and
they're getting
Texas.
First-round draft picks every year. Every year. Michigan to get a first-round pick every blue. Now, Oklahoma, Clemson, Alabama, LSU, Georgia, every single year. Ohio State, first-round picks every single year.
A lot of these guys that are
A lot of the guys that are going to these power five schools,
Georgia, Clemson, Texas, Oklahoma. A lot of these guys are staying in state now. They're not leaving, you know, Texas to go to Michigan anymore. That used to be that was the case 10, 15 years ago. Now Michigan is getting the kids from Michigan. Guys from Virginia and North Carolina are no longer, you know, going to Michigan just because the history
they're
of
not staying in
the
Virginia.
Program.
They're coming to us or going to Ohio State. So that's not all the way true. They're not going to Michigan, is what I'm saying. Well, I mean, that's fair. But Michigan has to figure out how to solve that situation.
They don't have the allure. In order to bring back what you're talking about, LeVar, he's going to have to go get better recruiters. So do you sacrifice the coaching and the teaching for recruiting? You have to have a happy medium of, oh, he might not be a great coach and teacher, but he can recruit his tail off and vice versa.
What if they win today? What if they win today?
I don't think they'll win today.
Hold on. They're about to take the lead. Ohio State. Let's get an update because I don't want to cut you short. I want you to hold your thought and coming out of update, I want you to answer the question. What if they win today? What does that mean for Michigan? What does it mean for Jim Harbaugh? But first, let's go to Ralph Irving. Let's get it trending. Let's calm down. Let's let Ralph get this information out there. What you got, Ralph?
Thank you, LeVar Aronson.
Yes. No worries. What you got?
Well, we've got a Hassan Haskins touchdown plunge. And, yeah, Michigan has just taken the lead. Number 5, Michigan, a 13-10 lead over number 2, Ohio State. PAT still to come. 4:06 to play in the first half. Meanwhile, number 1, Georgia, doing whatever it wants with Georgia Tech. 24-0, the Bulldogs have the lead in that contest. They are at the half. And number 8, Baylor.
Third and goal. Fake that. No, he did hand it off. Abram Smith is in for the touchdown. Abram Smith runs it in. His 12th rushing touchdown of the season.
That's John Morris from Learfield at the half. Number 8, Baylor, 17-10 over Texas Tech. There's 10 seconds left in the first half. Number 18, Wake Forest, well, they're having a day. 24-10, they lead Boston College. The Deacons, well, they need a win to reach that ACC championship game. They're on their way there. 6:24 to play in the first half. Number 24, Houston, a 14-7 lead over Connecticut. The Cougars are going to the American Conference Championship game. They'll take on Cincinnati next week, no matter what happens in this game, but they don't want to lose momentum. The extra point is good. Number 5, Michigan, now a 14-10 lead over Ohio State. And one thing to keep in mind, guys, because I've been inside that situation, let's just say that the academic requirements to get into one school are not the same as they are at others. And that is a factor.
That is a fact.
As I send it back to.
Yeah. Come on.
Up on game!
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I like that, Ralphie. That was more Captain Caveman-ish than usual, and I liked it. I liked the bass that was behind
it. Got to mix it up sometimes.
Yeah, you switched it up on us. I liked it. All right, so go ahead, Plex. You were about to say. Go ahead. I hope you kept your thought.
Yeah, for Ohio State to lose this football game today, everything has to go exactly wrong for them to lose this football game.
Okay.
I'm not saying that because everybody knows I'm a Michigan hater. There's no secret behind that.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to say is, Ohio State has premier talent at every position. And you're talking about three of the best college wide receivers in all of football. For Michigan to be able to go out and cover these guys and shut this offense down, Travion Henderson and this offense, C.J. Stroud, I just don't see that happen. I don't think they have the team to do it. But anything can happen in this kind of weather, in these kind of games. But for Michigan to go out and win this football game today, it's just something that you just don't see happening unless Ohio State, you get an injury or turnovers or whatever the case may be. But for Ohio State to lose this football game, I just don't see it happening.
Can I tell you guys why those schools you named are the schools that everybody wants to go to? I'm going to tell you why.
That?
Because they play in the playoff. Everybody's trying to get to a school that's going to make it to a playoff.
Not Michigan.
So Michigan doesn't make it to the playoff.
Right.
Yeah, Ohio State does. Ohio State does. LSU does. Georgia does. Alabama does. Clemson does. All those teams you're naming, they make it to the college football playoff. And so, to me, when I look at how you're able to recruit, why this game is so big for Michigan and it's so big for Harbaugh, is if he wins the Big Ten, which, by the way, if by some stroke of fate they are able to actually win this game, and they make it out of this game, they still got to go to the Big Ten Championship and win that, which you're going to probably see the Wisconsin Badgers playing that game. That's going to be a tough hill to climb, mm-hmm. Not because Wisconsin is the best team in the Big Ten, because the Big Ten Conference always has that trap game where a team like Wisconsin will win against a team like Michigan in a Big Ten Championship game. That's just historically
trap
how
game.
It goes. Trap game. So to me, the way that Harbaugh is able to maintain things is, one, he's got to get out of this game. If he wins this game, I don't think he loses his job if he loses, but I do think that the clock is definitely ticking.
Lose his job?
His like
time. He doesn't have the athletes that Ohio State. He should not beat Ohio State.
But he's got to start bringing in the type of talent that's going to lead to them beating Ohio State.
Well, that's not about
every. There's probably two teams, or maybe three. There's three. There's Penn State, there's Michigan State, and there's Michigan, where you're saying on that side of the bracket, you got to load up to be able to be competitive with Ohio State. Right now, for what it's worth, Penn State is the only team that's really given Ohio State a run for their money. If you think about it, we're a step out of bounds, step back in bounds, catch and touchdown away from beating Ohio State. We have always been right there on being able to beat Ohio State. So we're knocking on the door at being able to beat Ohio State. I think Michigan has to show it. Michigan State has to show that they can do that. Now, they just gave Mel that 10-year deal for Michigan State, which means that they feel as though what Mel is doing in Michigan is able to take them in the right direction. Now, if you don't feel that way, which, by the way, they got thrashed before the ink even really fully dried on that 10-year contract. They got thrashed by the team that they're trying to catch up with, which is Ohio State. But now, looking at it from the perspective, they still believe that with a little bit of time, Michigan State can transition into the elite of college teams. It can't just be the elite of the Big Ten. It has to be the elite of college teams, which means that your ultimate goal has to be able to make it into this college playoff. I believe if you can make it into the college playoff, you can recruit better players. If Cincinnati makes it into this college playoff, you watch what I tell you. They're going to get way more better players than what they ever have. Oh, yes, they will. 100%. Because people are going to go there with the anticipation that they're going to have the opportunity to play much more than what they did if they went to Alabama. You got to do it
on a consistent basis. You can't go –
This is year three. This will be year three because you got to think – or year two, excuse me. Because last year they almost beat Georgia. They were right there with Georgia in their bowl game. So you can't sneeze at what Cincinnati has represented.
Yeah, you can't.
They are transitioning.
But to say that
these
top recruits will want to go there,
They spend money at Cincinnati.
But
they
not,
spend money at Cincinnati.
These kids want to be on TV.
And you know how you get on TV? By winning. By getting into the playoff.
By being in a conference that's on TV.
Well, that's fair, too. That's fair too. But they will find ways.
I don't think five-star recruits are turning down Power Five schools to go to Cincinnati just because they had a two or three good seasons.
I don't want to downplay star ratings, but for what it's worth.
But that's what it's all about. You know what high school and college football is all about.
I get it. But for what it's worth, Cincinnati is in the conversation of best football programs and teams in the country and seemingly heading for a berth. Okay. Well, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Why y'all putting dirt on this program, man?
I'm not putting dirt on
Cincinnati is closer to where they need to be than Michigan State or Penn State right now.
That is incorrect.
Ohio
State. That's just the last 2 years, though.
I mean,
that's just the last 2 years. That's just the last 2 years.
It's got to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's got to start somewhere, guys.
Hey, when you have an elite quarterback, you can do a whole lot of things and win a whole lot of football games. Straight
and
up and down.
Cincinnati's quarterback Desmond Ridder can play. They got a good tight end that can play.
The man is elite.
They got pieces. But to say that they can do this on a year-in, year-out basis, that's how Clemson was able to start to get the kids they were getting. They started to put season after season together.
Y'all do know since he's joining the Big 12. And the Big 12
Oklahoma and Texas are leaving the Big 12, right?
They are leaving in 2 years.
Okay,
three years.
So you know what? Go on, join the Big 12. The best two teams in the conference are leaving to go play in a better conference.
But they're going to take over that Big 12. And they're going to be able to get more money. They're going to they will. They'll get more. I mean, if they don't lose their coach, if they could keep the coach. And they'll spend the money to keep that coach. I just think that when you talk about and you think about what needs to happen for Michigan, Michigan has everything. Like, the money's going to be different for Michigan in the Big Ten Conference moving into the future just because of how much TV time they get, how important the conference is to everything that goes on in college football. So, I mean, Michigan should be in a perfect situation to do what they need to do. I mean, that's
you know what I want to know?
What you want?
If you're Michigan, and if you play 12 games in the Big Ten, how does Michigan get to play 8 home games every year?
I'm just saying.
How do you get to play 8 home games out of 12 every year?
Somebody want them?
I don't know.
I mean, they got over 100,000 in that stadium right now. But
anyway, home games a year out of 12?
I'll tell you, if you want to get to them 8 home games a year, you better jump into a Dodge Ram. I'll tell you that, Plexico Stretch Burris. And you know what? I'm going to jump in there with you because it's that time of the year. We're going to go to that stadium parking lot, and we're going to wear our colors. You wear your green and white. I'm going to wear my blue and white. And we're going to sit there, and we're going to tailgate and talk about old football stories and have a nice little pop here and there. And you know what? We're going to do it the right way because we're packing all of that stuff that we're going to be drinking and eating into the back of our Dodge Ram. You know what I mean? The truck brand that's redefining what a truck can be. Ram leads the pack in interior design, technology, overall quality. In fact, J.D. Power just ranked Ram as the number one brand in new vehicle quality in the entire automotive industry, fellas. I mean, that's pretty dope. The first time a truck brand has ever scored that high. In fact, Ram trucks have the rugged durability to haul what you need and the luxurious interiors to make the drive to every away game a pleasure. Get behind the wheel of a truck brand that's redefining and turning heads every single time you roll up to the game. The brand is Ram. Get ready for football with a Ram truck. Learn more about what Ram has to offer at ramtrucks.com. For 2021 JD Power Award info, visit jdpower.com/awards. We have Up on Game, Down on Game coming up, and we will wrap this show up and put a bow on it and turn it over to the next crew that's coming after us. So stay tuned, stay locked in. All right, it's Fox Sports Radio, Up on Game.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I wonder who has the smoothest. I wonder who has the smoothest pickup line when pickup lines were usable for us. I still use pickup lines on my chick, actually.
Boy, anyways. We'll correct that real quick.
Yeah. Oh, you got to. You got to make sure you're correct. I don't want no smoke from none of y'all's chicks or mine.
Real fast. Huh?
Hey.
What?
Y'all so stupid.
Get it right.
I just love it.
He don't want them problems when he walks through that door.
Hey, sir.
I love the natural hate that y'all exhibit. And you know what?
Real talk.
The hate will get way more intense once the Michigan State Penn State game starts. I wish we could live stream us watching this game together. That might be interesting. Maybe we might do that on IG or something. I don't know. But anyways, we're at the end of the show, and you know, one thing that we do every week is allow for me to dominate y'all guys in our picks. So without further ado, Ryan, take it away. Let's get it.
Time for some picks. Are you up on game?
Hey, let's crank this up. Let's crank it up.
Or down on game?
Get down.
All right. Yes, this is up on game, down on game, Fox Sports Radio. Let's take a look first off at last week's picks. And you guys all did decently well.
Yeah. Who did the best?
LeVar and TJ, both you guys did 3-2 on your picks. Plax went 2-3 on his picks.
Oh, that's expected that Plax would go 2-3. I'm surprised that I wasn't at least one game better than TJ. But okay, let's go. Yeah.
Then on your totals, LeVar, you went 3-2 on totals. TJ, Plax, you both went 2-3.
Yeah, see, there you go. Now that makes sense. I'm just saying. I dominate this thing. Come on, let's go.
Let's get to it.
Right. Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
First off, we got a huge game in the AFC North. Steelers at Bengals. Bengals are favored here, -3.5. Over under is 44. LeVar, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I'm going to take the under on the points. But in terms of the game itself, 3.5. You said 3+. They're giving up 3-4 for
three
the
and
Steelers?
Half, yes.
3.5.
For the Bengals.
Yeah, for the Bengals. Yeah, I'm going to take that. I'm going to take Bengals and the points.
I got the Bengals winning, and I got the game going over. The Bengals going to score points.
I'm going under 44, and I'm going with Pittsburgh.
Ooh.
Figures.
All right. TJ, we'll start with you on this next one. Buccaneers at Colts. Bucks are favored -3 here in Indianapolis. Over-under is 53.
I'll take the under, and I'll actually take the Bucks. The Colts are a running football team. The Bucks have the #1 run defense in the league. I'm taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'm going over 53, and I'm taking Tampa Bay.
I'm taking the under on this, and I'm taking the Colts. They can run that ball, and they got a dope offensive front against that dope defensive front, but I think that Jonathan Taylor is just too much right now, especially with the balance that they've created on that offense. So, yeah, I'm going to take the Colts to win this one straight up.
All right, next up here, another huge game in the AFC with the Titans continuing to get banged up. A.J. Brown placed on IR today. Titans at Patriots. Patriots favored -7. Over-under is 43.5. Plax, we'll start with you.
I'm taking under 47.5. Ryan Tannehill is going to be forced to throw the football and win football games, which we know he cannot do effectively for interceptions last week. No A.J. Brown. I'm taking New England with the points and under. What was it, 47 you said?
43.5.
Under 43.
I'm taking under 43, too, on the total points. But I'm going to take Tennessee. I still think Tennessee is a physical enough team to meet and match what's going to happen with the New England Patriots. I think that they bring this amazing run taking place by the New England Patriots to a screeching halt. They're going to slow them down. I'm taking Tennessee for the win straight up.
I'm taking the Patriots, and I'm going to go over. This the NFL, man. They can't get up 43 points together. Tennessee losing their receivers is going to be tough. They don't have no receivers. They don't have Derrick Henry. You know what? I'm going under. But I'm taking the Patriots and under.
Belichick versus Vrabel. I'm going with Bill.
Okay.
All right. We got the other two teams in the AFC North also battling. Browns at Ravens. Ravens favored -3.5. Over under is 47. LeVar, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I think this is going to be an under as well. But here's the thing. Baltimore better beat Cleveland. I mean, Cleveland is banged up. More specifically, Baker is just fighting to make it to this bye week to get a little more healthier than what he is right now. I just don't think that Nick Chubb can do it all by himself. And right now, seemingly, he's the only one that would be the catalyst of them winning. So I'm taking the under on the points, and I'm taking Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm taking the Baltimore Ravens. They got a great run defense. That's what Cleveland wants to do. They're going to force Baker Mayfield to beat him. He's not going to be able to. And I'll take the over on the points. I see Baltimore scoring a lot of points.
I'm taking the under on the points. I'm going with Baltimore. I'm looking for Lamar Jackson to get back on track. That defense has to be able to stop the run, which I think they will. You know, there's a lot of pride over there in Baltimore on that defensive front. I think they're going to shut Cleveland run game down. I'm taking under on the points, and I'm going with the Ravens.
All right, last one here. We'll close this one out with the game of the weekend, Rams at Packers. Rams are favored now -1.5. Over-under is 47. TJ, we'll start with you.
I'm taking the Los Angeles Rams. You got David Bakhtiari. He's still not back from his ACL. Elgin Jenkins is out now with a torn ACL. They are going to terrorize Aaron Rodgers, or they should terrorize Aaron Rodgers. I'm taking the Rams and over.
Yeah, I think you got to take into consideration they're going into Green Bay. And this time of the year, them L.A. boys, they ain't going to want to see that field too often. So I'm taking Green Bay in this one just based off of the sheer idea that the weather is going to be hard for them to overcome. This is the time of the year where Aaron Rodgers does what he does best. I'm going with the under on the points, and I'm going with Green Bay winning the game.
The Rams traveling all the way across country. I do not like that. They're going into the mystique of Lambeau Field. Just like DeVos said, the Packers tend to play their best football this time of the year when it gets a little bit chilly. So I'm going with the Packers, and I'm going under on the points. Them Rams, they can get out there in that cold weather. They're going to shrivel up.
All right, and that is Up on Game or Down on Game.
Gotta love it, man. If you guys missed anything, we appreciate it, Ryan. Make sure you check us out on our podcast, Up On Game Podcast. Subscribe today. Check it out. Tell a friend. It's been an awesome show, so if you missed it, make sure you go check that out. Enjoy the games today. Enjoy your Sunday. There's a lot of great games, as we just detailed. Yeah, man. I mean, and today, obviously, you know, as close as we are as brothers, I will put that on hold, and we can be mortal enemies for at least 2 to 3 hours today, Plexico Birds, because I want us to whoop that ass. So I'm sure you feel the same way. Everybody out there, we're not paying attention to who Oregon State is playing today, so I guess there's no reason to throw TJ's team in the mix other than to say that. How about
Man, we're
Utah?
In a civil war against Oregon. Stop hating.
Okay.
Civil war against Oregon, and we're going to beat them.
We're
going to beat them at Penn State losing.
Okay, Hasselback the hater.
Michigan State going to walk them.
Okay, Hasselback the hater. Yeah, as you guys have heard, you know, this is Pantene, man, for him, for Stretch Armstrong and myself, L.A., you know. We wish you guys well on this weekend. Be safe. Make sure you get plenty of rest, plenty of water. We'll talk to you next week.
Peace.
All right, y'all. Later.